Kan b'gzeila kayemis, kan b'shein gzeila kayemis. That when do you have to return it? When the gzeila is still here. If you still have the object that you stole, then the din is you're still supposed to return it. But if you don't have the object anymore, you used it up already, or else by these royim or the muchis, where you don't know from who you stole from, so then avadat halacha is that you don't have to return it. But the Gemara asks, no, the Gemara still asks the question though. For your avnate, the gzeila kayemisi, the first maisa that they made the takonah on was where that man had an avnate, had a belt. And his wife told him, listen, if you're going to do tshuva now and return it, you're going to have to return even your belt. So you see that the takana was made even on something that's ben, like your belt that you still have, you don't have to return it. So it's not like we just said. Sumara says, no, my avnet, what did his wife like mean to tell that the husband, that if you start returning things and have to return even your belt, she meant to say, demei avnet. Not that you have the belt still here. But I mean, even the money of the avnet. She just meant to say, like, every single thing we have come out with stolen goods. That we stole things, we sold them, we got money, and with money we bought a belt. So this belt right now was bought from stolen money. So that's what she meant to say. So that was the takana and the chanami. In such a case, you do not have to return it. Now the Gemara says, V'chol heicha d'gzeila kayemes, is that true? Whenever the gzeila is around, you want to tell me, lo yovid rabbona takanta, the rabbona did not make a takana that you don't have to return it. Is that true? I mean, whenever the gzeila is around, that they didn't make a takana that, in other words, that you do have to return it. If so, v'arei morish, there's a case of a beam, a morish. If somebody steals a beam, piece of wood, the gzeila kayemisi, you have the gzeila, you have the piece of wood. Utnan, we learned like this, al hamorish hagozel. If somebody stole the beam, shebenu bebira, that the gazlan now put it into his palace, put it into his roof. So the locher is sheyito domov mifnei takonas hashavim. That when you do tshuva now, the gazlan does not have to take out the beam from his roof, even though he could. He just has the right to pay money for it. So here you see, even though the thing is ben, still you don't have to return it. So where it says, I'll tell you, shani yosim, here it's different. Techiva and the yikah pseida the bira, shavi rabboni kedleisa. Since there'll be a pseida, if we tell you to take out the beam, you're like going to ruin your roof. See, the rabboni made it as if the chayfet is not here, and therefore you don't have to return it, but rather just give back money instead.
And Rashi explains, like, even though before the takana was, they don't have to return at all, not even the money. And here was saying by the morish, you have to return the money. So Rashi says here it's different. Omiyu d'nei boyla duri, here you have to return the money. Hoyu l'gzela kiyemes b'bira. Because really, really, the beam is still here. The beer is here. The morish is here. Therefore, the rabbanim will make all just to say you don't have to take out the beam from your roof, but rather you could pay money. But here you have to pay money because the beam is still ben. But in the case where the thing that you stole is not here anymore, and then that the corner is, you don't have to return anything, not even the money. Yes, then the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that says, Goza porim uberes fiyoda. If you stole the porim uberes and then it gave birth by you, so the Mishnah says you have to return the behemoth, and you have to pay the difference of the money. So Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? Ha goizel rochel, if you stole the sheep, the gozazor, first of all, you shed off the wool, and the Bach says, take out the word porah, but rather just v'yoldah. And it also gave birth. So the kids say, you stole the pregnant rochel, and it was full of wool, and you did both, you sheared it off, and it gave birth by you. So locher is, mishalim oiso, v'yes gizoy seho, v'yes v'lodo seho, dib Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, more than our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, you have to return everything. You have to return the whole gizah that you sheared off, and you have to return also the vlad that was born by you, by the gazlan. Even though you only stole it pregnant, but now when it gave birth by you, you have to return the vlad also. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gizela chayzeres b'yena. That's all. You have to return, you stole the rochel, you have to return the rochel. The way it is right now, for just the money, true, you have to pay the money, the difference, like how much it was worth, b'shasta gzela. Like then it was pregnant, then it had wool on it, so it was worth more than now that it's not pregnant without any wool. So last lachula at the din of the Mishnah, you have to give back the rochel, the animal, and the domim, the money, how much it was worth more, b'shasta gzela. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, Royin, Oisa kilahi shuma etzla the kesef. He also know you have to see now as if how much it was worth b'shas hagzela, and that's how much you have to pay. But you do not have to give back the animal itself. In other words, since you stole the pregnant Rachel, and now it's not pregnant anymore, so you don't have to return it. You only have to return the value, how much it was worth, b'shas hagzela. So this is machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. We'll see later on Amud Beis. Now the Gemara says like this: Iboyliu, I have a question like this. My time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Again, that Rabbi Meir says if you steal a pregnant Rachel, and then by you it gives birth, so you have to return both the Rachel and the kid, or else if you share off the wool, you have to return the wool also. What's the pshat in Rabbi Meir? Is the pshat mishum de kesavar shino b'mekoy maimit? He holds that there's no kinyan shinui, or at least this much of a shinui is not called a shinui by gzela, and therefore lamaisa you have to return it back to the nigzal. Like you stole his rochel, now but you gave birth, that's not called the shinui. So now, like, you have two things of the nigzals. You have his poro and you have his vlad. You have to return them both. Oiduma, maybe no. Oiduma bi alma shinu kaina. Really, all over, Rabbi Meir also agrees that the kinyan shinui by a gazlin. And therefore, now that it changed over from pregnancy to gave birth, it's called the shinu, really the vlad you should be able to keep, really. But just for och, here it's a special halacha, that kenosuhu de kokonis. Rabbi Meir made a kenas, as if to say, shelo yehei choyte niskla, Rashi says. You should not gain on the deal, you have no right to get the shvach from the nigzal. So Gemara says, lamay nafkamina, what's the difference, what the pshan Rameir is? In both cases, though, you have to return the giza, and you have to return the giza and the vlad. So Gemara says, nafkamina is lehecho de michshash, the kichsho machish. The difference will be, is, let's say not that the animal became better, let's say it became worse. You stole this poro, let's say, and you worked it over, and it became much weaker, became worth less. So what's the halacha? If you hold that the shinui is kaina, it's only a kenas. So lemaisa here, the shinu was kaina, so therefore you'll have to keep it, and you'll have to pay back how much it was worth, b'shas hagzela. But if you learn, no, he holds that shinu is not kaina, so then you have a right to say, here, harei shalach lefanecha. You have a right to return this behema, that's kochash. So Gemara says, toshima kamenya being a proof. It says, alocha, gozal behema v'yeskina. You stole an animal, and then by the gazlan it became older. It was nishtana l'grayusa, it got worse. Then, like Rashi says, v'haynu kichsho. That's like it got much weaker. Avodim v'yeskinu. You stole an eved, and it got older, it got weaker. So alocha is now mishalin kishas hagzela. You have to return it, you have to pay back the way it was worth b'shas hagzela. In other words, the Tana Kama holds, this is a shinu, that's koina, now it's yours, and you have to return it how much it was worth b'shas hagzela. Rabbi Meir says it depends. Ba'avodim oim aloi haresh lach lefonecha. By an eved, like we'll soon see, he holds eved is doim ala karka, and karka in an exelis. So taka, there's no kinyin gzela, so there's no kinyin shinui. Therefore, the eved, true, you have a right to say haresh lach lefonecha. However, the ilu behema kishas hagzela. Mashen came the behema that you have to pay back how much was worth b'shas hagzela. In other words, he also agrees that there's a kinyan shinu here, and since you made it worth less, it's like a shinu, you created it, and you have to pay back now how much was worth b'shas hagzela. So now, vi sagodat, if you want to tell me, sovi Rabbi Meir, shinu b'mekoyim I made, really Rabbi Meir's svar is, that there's no kinyan shinu by a gazlin, he can still say haresh lach lefonecho. If so, afilu behema nami. If so, now that the behema cut worth less, why can't you say also haresh lach lefonecho? L'chur, you're not kaina. If you're not kaina, why can't you give it back the way it is? So elu lav shmamina elamai. From here, it's a very good proof that ksav Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir really holds that shinu is kaina. That really midi raisa, if you make a difference in the poro that you stole, if it was pregnant and now it gave birth, really the vlad your kaina. Or else see if the poro got worse, your kaina the poro. But for hocha, how come over here in the ratio, we say by the vlad, you have to return the vlad, is kenosu de kokonis. It's only kenos that Rabbi Meir says. And know that you should not gain on the deal. Sumer says no. Amri, I'll tell you, maybe it's no proof. Amri, I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir, Lidivrayim the Rabbanan Komalahu. It could be that Rabbi Meir is just arguing back according to the Rabbanan Shita. And Rabbi Meir is like saying like this, Lididi, according to me, Shinu ain't a kaina. I take a hold that Shinu is not kaina. And therefore, Viafilu Behema Nami, even when the Behema gets worth less, also he has the right to say, he does not have to pay the money. But Ramey is arguing back to the Rabbanin. Good, I could understand you hold that there is a Kinyan Shino here, and therefore really the Goslin has to keep it and pay back the money, but that's good by a behema. Well, you stole the behema and it got worth less, so you have to pay back the money, because you're currently with Shinui. But Rabbi Meir argues on the Rabbanan and says that even according to your Shita though, but Oido Lamius, I want you to agree to me at least, be avdo by an Eved Kenani, to come a karka dummy. That an Eved is like karka, and therefore the karka property, land, ain't an exelus. There's no halach of gzela by a karka. If there's no halach of gzela, like Rashi says, v'ain an exelus liknois lagazlim bishinui. V'lias b'shusa, you have no kinyonim on it. You don't have a kinyon shinui. Therefore, you should be able to by the Eved to say a resh halach lefanecha. Even though the Eved became older by you, but so what? You have no kinyon in shinui. You should be able to say a resh halach lefanecha. So maybe that's all the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda there is, and the Rabbanan. But really, Rabbi Meir himself maybe holds Shino is not koino. V'yamru le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan answer back to Rabbi Meir and say, no, loy avdo kematat l'dami. We hold that an eved is called like matat l'dami. So therefore, we hold an eved is nigzal, and therefore we hold Shino is koino, and therefore even by an eved, you have to pay back the money, how much was worth b'shasak zelo. So the kids, we don't have a clear proof exactly what's the pshat in Rabbi Meir. Does he hold that Shinu is kaino, or does he hold no, Shinu is not kaino? So Moshe says, Toshim, I'm coming now, bring another proof. There's a loch later, Mishnah later, that litzvoya le'edem. If a person gave his wool to a dyer, and he told the dyer, listen, I want you to make it red, litzvoya le'edem. Vitzava shachar, by mistake, the dyer made it black. Just the opposite, shachar, you told the man, I want it to be black. Vitzava edam, and the guy dyed it for you red. So what's the loch now? Rabbi Meir says, Noisin laid to made Simroi. That's all. That the dyer now, true, he made a shinui, he changed it over from the way he was supposed to. So therefore he has to pay back to the Bailim the value of the tzemer. How much the tzemer, the wool was worth when he gave it to you, that's how much you have to pay him back. So the diyek is the made Simroin, the made Simroi Yoshwachaloi. You only have to pay back how much the wool itself is worth, and not with the shvach, not the fact that it got worth more. Like, true, you wanted it to be black. Now the guy made it red. But red is also worth more than regular, than plain wool. Because there are some people that want red wool that will pay money for it. Still, he doesn't have to pay back for that. Now, you're going to tell me, that's of Rabbi Meir. Shinu ain't a kain. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds. Even though when the dyer made a shinu, made something different here, it's not called the kinyan, it doesn't belong to him, so it still belongs to the original owner. So it comes out that what happened here, Reuven gave Shimon pure wool, and Shimon now made it black instead of making it red. But our koponim, now it's black wool. So how come Shimon only has to pay back the money, the value of the wool? Why doesn't he have to give him back this black wool? If you tell me now, shinu zayna kaina, you should have to pay him back how much it's worth, his black wool, because it is worth something. Sumer says, Elo lav shramina, Elo my famir should be a proof, that Ksav Rabbi Meir really holds, I'll tell you, shinu kaina, that when you make a shinu taka, there's a kinyan, it belongs to you. And therefore, here this dyer has the right to keep the wool, and he only has to pay him back how much he gave him originally, how much the wool was worth. So how come in our mission we say the Goslin has to pay back the Vlad? It's only a Knas in our Mishnah that he has to return the Vlad or the Giza. Shema Amina, Mir, it's a good proof. So here's the proof to say that Avad Ramei also hold Shinu was Koino. It's only a Knas in our Mishnah. And over here by the dyer, since he didn't do it b'sheig, b'meis, he only did it b'sheigig, it doesn't pass to make a kenas, therefore he doesn't have to pay back more than just a tzemer. The ik of the army, some say like this, ho loy I boilon, this we do not have a suffix, that mida apach rav v'toni, since rav changed it around and learned like this, v'toni, gozal poro v'eskino, if somebody stole the cow and it became older by him, Avodim v'eskino, somebody stole an Eved Kenani and it became older by you. So it says, Mishalim k'shasak zeila di Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir himself is Gerus, says here, that you have to pay back how much was worth, b'shasak zeila. So you see clearly that Rabbi Meir holds, she knew his kaina. Therefore, since it was kichasher, changed from b'shasek zela, it's yours now, and you have to pay back the money, how much it was worth b'shasek zela. But rather, v'chachomim oimrim, Rav was gerus, chachomim was the one that said, v'yavodim oim alocha reishalach lefonecha. By avodim true, since avodim is like karka, ain't an exelis, there you have a right to say reishalach lefonecha. If so, vadil Rabbi Meir shinu kaina. Of course, the current Rabbi Meir holds that shinu tak is kaina. If so, for hocho knosahu dikukonislei. If so, pshat in this first brisa that Rabbi Meir said, if you steal this rocho muberis and it gives birth, that you have to return back to Vlad. That's for sure is only a knas. Because really, midiraisa yikona with shinui, it's only knas. That you have to return back to Vlad and Uud in the Giza. Yeah. So this is the quantity of the army, this is Trita. Kikoi Boilon, where do I have my Shaila? What's the question like this? Hochi Boilon, this is my Shaila. Kiko Konis Bemezid, does Rabbi Meir make this Knas? That if you steal a Rochem Uberis, that you have to give back to Vlad only when you did a Bemezid, Avo Beshoigeg Loikonis. But if it happened, the case of b'shoigeg, then you don't have the knas. Then you don't have to return. Or maybe afilu b'shoigeg nami konas. Even by case of b'shoigeg, where you didn't realize what you were doing, also there's this knas of lo yech niskar, you should not gain on the deal. Now the case of b'shoigeg we'll soon see. Rashi says kagoyin lo keach shelokach migazlan. In the case where somebody stole something and somebody else bought it off him, like Reuven stole the shor. And now Shimon bought the shore off Reuven, and he worked on it, and he made it worth a lot more. For Yodin didn't realize it was Gezula. So now the shadow is there a knas upon this or not, like we'll soon see. So the Gemara says, Torshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. It says, Alochom, Chamisha, there are five cases, Goivin, Minham, Chororin, that you only have a right to collect the money from Bnei Chorin. If somebody owes you the money, you can only collect it, you can only collect it from the property that he himself has. And not from Mishabodim. Not if he already sold it to somebody else, the property, you can't collect these things from the Chosim Mishabodim. Now what are these five cases? V'yeluhain, Paris, when you have to pay back for Paris, we'll soon see. Now Paris, that's the Gemara Bar Mitzvah explains, let's say you steal a karka, and then the goslin eats up the fruits, the peris. Now when they take away the karka, you have to pay for the peris also. So the peris, you only have to, the nigzal can only collect from the bnei chayrin, the property the goslin has, and not from the mishabotim. Or shvach peris, what the peris became better, that we'll soon see. Via mekabel ol of lozoin ben ishtoi, if a man accepts upon himself to feed the son of his wife, or also bas ishtoi, the daughter of his wife, we also forget choyv shein boy achrayis. We have a star choyv that you owe somebody money and there's no achrayis. It's not written that you can collect from the mishabodim. So in such a case, you can only collect money from the bnei chayrin, what he has on him, and not from the not what he sold already. Uksuba asisha shein bo achrayis. Uksuba also there's not written inside of achrayis. You cannot collect from mishabodim, only from bnei chayrin. Now, who is the Tana over here? Man shamet le diyoma achrayis lav toyesayfu. Who's the man diyoma that it says, if it's not written achrayis in the shtar, it does not mean it, and we do not say it's like a toyes, I really to say, really they meant to write the achrayis, because they made a mistake, they left it out, because that's a machlokes. But here we say no, if achrayis, if it was not written inside it, that you could collect from a shabodim, the locher is no, you cannot collect from Mishabodim, only from Bnei Chayrin. Who is this man, the Yoma? It's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So it comes out this price and now goes according to Rabbi Meir. Ukutoni, what did it say over here? It says here, Peris, Ushvach Peris. That both of these you only collect from Bnei Chayrin and not from Mishabodim. Now, Ukutoni, it says over here clearly that Peris, Ushvach Peris. Now, Shvach Peris Echidomi. What's the case over here that by Shvach, what the gain of the Peris, you only pay from Bnei Chayrin and not from Mishabodim? Kigoin isn't the case like this. Shegozal Soda Mechaveroi, that Reuven stole the field from his friend. Umochro Liachar, and now Reuven, the goslin, sold it to somebody else. Vishbicha, the Shimon that bought it, he plowed the field, he put fertilizer, he worked over the field. And now, Barehi Yoitza Mitachat Yodoi. And now the Nigzal finds out what happened. They found out that Reuven stole the field and sold it to Shimon. And now the Nigzal takes the field with the Shvach away from Shimon. So now Shimon has to complain to go back to the Galton and say, listen, I bought it off you. You told me it was yours. And now I see it was stolen goods. So the Gazlan, this Reuven, has to pay back to Shimon. So it's like this. Kishu Goiva, when Shimon collects the money back from Reuven, from the Gazlan, so it says here,